The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. On Sunday, a small band of Venezuelan soldiers staged a revolt at a military base in the city of Valencia and made off with weapons. They were rebelling against what they and many others call President Nicolás Maduro's scheme to create a socialist dictatorship. Polls show only 1 in 5 Venezuelans still supports Maduro, but he can pull off his power grab because the military backs him. And it has proved it this year by killing scores of anti-government protesters. To help understand why, I sat down last week with Brian Fonseca, director of the Gordon Institute for Public Policy at Florida International University. Fonseca is an expert on the Venezuelan military, and in our interview, he predicted the kind of barracks unrest we saw on Sunday. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You co-authored a Defense Department report on Venezuela's military culture last year, and in it you point out that Venezuela has long trained its armed forces to play a deeper social role in their country. How big a factor was that in the failed 1992 military coup that catapulted the late Hugo Chavez and his socialist or Chavista revolution to power in 1999?
And I think the question you raise is a really important one. It sort of lends to sort of this long history of the military as having an important space in social development and social responsibility, internal stability, if you will, within Venezuela. So they're used to seeing that, I think, the military occupy spaces, medical care, or as you saw over the last few years with the military take a prominent role in rationing of food, playing this important, almost arbitrator between the government and society. The Venezuelan military hasn't been involved in an interstate conflict since its independence in 1830.
Never has had to fight beyond its borders.
Fight beyond its borders. So it's all been about internal stability. Hugo Chavez really sort of ushered in a military class that were part of the Socialist Party in Venezuela, much like you would find in Cuba, for example.
But how much of this is just raw economic corruption? Venezuela's military brass is allegedly tied to drug trafficking, and Maduro has put the military in charge of distributing food and other goods that are in desperately short supply in Venezuela. Has he bought the military's loyalty?
You know, I think that he's certainly tied survival of leadership within the military to the survival of the regime.
And if the economy keeps collapsing.
Right. If you can't pay your senior military officers in currency, you have to give them some other form of payment. So allowing them to take part in the illicit commercial sphere going on in the dark spaces of Venezuela, that's been the outlet.
Vladimir Padrino is Venezuela's defense minister, but is he the real power behind the country's military, or is it former military officer Diosdado Cabello, the intimidating hardcore Chavista boss who many consider the real power behind the throne in Venezuela?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I think Diosdado Cabello still holds considerable power within the military. But I wouldn't underestimate the influence that Padrino López has in terms of operational control over the military as an institution. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a really important point to make in terms of what we might think about going forward. If the military institution fractures, those loyal to Nicolas Maduro, those for the opposition, you know, military units pitted against military units, if those fractures occur, Padrino López is going to have to make a decision. Do I allow my institution to fracture further by staying entrenched with the current Socialist Party? Do we risk running into a full-fledged civil war? Or do I keep the military institution together by seizing power and transition back to the democratic rules of the game?
Mm-hmm. And what would it take to trigger it?
I don't know what that line is, but I believe the line exists. Chavez really started, you know, bringing more poor people into the military up and down the ranks. I think once you end up having those soldiers killing or repressing civilians from their own barrios, from their own communities, I think that's when you're going to start to see fractures occur.
But bottom line then, do you see the military support for the socialist regime in Venezuela lasting more than a half a century as it has in Cuba?
No, I don't think that the military is in this for the long run in terms of supporting the Socialist Party. I think that if the protests are sustained and the bodies continue to stack up and the demographics of the bodies stacking up begin to resemble more of the rank and file within the military, then I think you're going to see those fractures within the military expand.
Thanks again, Brian.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
Brian Fonseca is a Venezuela expert at Florida International University. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.